don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours.
Is someone saving us?
I don't know because I was just kind of caught off guard. I think it's Judith Fritch, I think. Judith,
Fritch?
Is that right?
It's Hall Fritch.
Say that again.
Hall Fritch, H-A-L-L-F-R-I-S-C-H.
Hall Fritch. What is that?
Yes.
What do you mean, what is that, John?
Well, oh, it's American.
It's American?
Well, thank you. We must have been pretty pitiful, huh? We made you call.
Well, the family legend is that it was Hell Fritch, but then they found out what hell meant, and so they changed it to Hall Fritch.
Okay.
What is it that made you dig deep to make this phone call, or groveling?
Well, you sounded kind of desperate.
We were.
Yeah.
We are.
You saved
and
us.
And so. I already ate breakfast.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Okay, so what'd you have?
I had two eggs fried in butter.
Perfect.
With some oregano and a little garlic and some salsa on this wonderful bread that I got at the farmer's market in Grand Rapids called Dulce bread.
Do you know what she's talking about, Heidi?
Dulce? No. What does that mean?
It's a person's name, and the people who made it said that this woman from, I think, Germany kept telling them how to tweak the recipe until they got it perfect, and her name was Dulce.
Oh, that's great. Is it kind of a, what kind of a bread? A rye bread? Or
a real heavy, dark bread.
Wow.
It's like a regular-sized round loaf, but it weighs 2 pounds.
So, Judith, does this garlic and oregano, did you say, is that go in the butter prior to the egg, or does it go on top?
Nah, I just sprinkled it on top.
Okay. And is this a regular feature in your life?
Eggs are, but I'm at my cabin, so whatever's here is what we eat.
I see. Was there a beverage to accompany that?
Coffee, real coffee.
So what do you got planned for life at the cabin this weekend?
Well, it's raining here, so I think we're going to fiddle around inside. My daughter and I are working on a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle with hundreds of cats on it, so we're doing
that.
Oh,
my gosh.
She's
repairing our floats. We have these, things that you float on in the lake. She's repairing those because they seem to all leak. And I'm repairing a stool, which somehow somebody must have sat on and broke while my brother was here. And so we're just going to fiddle around at the cabin, I guess.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
I've done fiddle puzzles around. Just like maybe 5 times in my life. But is there a method to puzzles? Do you sit down and you want to finish it right away, or does it sit there for a week?
Well, this one I think is going to sit for a week. And it's really, really big. We had to bring an extra table out into the screen room to put the pieces on.
Oh, my gosh. A puzzle of cats in a screen room at your cabin. So do you do the basic thing that when you start a puzzle, you get all the edge pieces out first? Do you sort it?
Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
And we've got the edge.
Oh, good.
Now I'm working on yellow cats now. Yellow and orange cats.
Where are you at? Are you in what county, if you don't want to let people know where you're at? Or what lake?
Itasca County, up by Marcel.
Okay.
And where do you live when you're not at the
cabin? Baltimore City, Maryland.
It's Maryland Day, isn't it? Didn't Julie say?
It is. It's not really Maryland Day because the real Maryland Day is in June.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is there a tradition with Maryland Day?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
You know, the War of 1812, the Star Spangled Banner was seen over Fort McHenry, so they have a big deal there.
Well, speaking of big deals, let's talk about women's pockets. Do you know what Heidi was talking about if you were listening?
I absolutely know what she's talking about. Actually, the pair of jeans I have on right now, not only are they small, but they're flimsy. So if you do try to put keys in them, they rip.
Oh.
So I absolutely know what she's talking about.
Judith has real passion
men's
there.
Pockets,
yeah.
Well, what?
Yes.
Well, you guys have to do something about
this. I think it's this ridiculous notion that, like, women are always going to carry a large purse with them, or women are more delicate, so they don't need, like, utilitarian pockets or something.
Yeah, it's like a facade. It's fake. It's just it's adornment.
Right. And I don't, yeah.
Well, you have to have your keys.
Right.
Hmm.
And some people have to have their phones.
Oh, she's not one of them.
I have a flip phone.
Good for you.
You got a flip phone. That's fantastic. Did you bring any pets up to the cabin?
Yes, my dog is laying right here on the bed. Her name is Lady Natasha Patel, and she's a combination lab shepherd. We rescued her.
Oh, but when she's outside lost, you don't yell her full name, do you?
No, we just call her Natty.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad we were desperate.
This is fantastic. So when and why did you discover Northern Community Radio?
Well, my family's been coming up here since 1940. My parents came on their honeymoon, and we've been coming ever since. We're up to four generations now, and they bought these cabins for us. So my brother and I and my sister have been coming up, and their children and now grandchildren.
And you kind of discovered us or listened to Green Cheese or?
Well, we always listen to Green Cheese.
That's fair.
It's the highlight of our Saturday.
On the screen porch while you're doing the bubble.
And actually some of us stream KAXE at home in Chicago and Indiana and Maryland and Kentucky.
That's great. So Judith, for being on What's for Breakfast, you get a parting gift. Did you know that?
I do know that, and I know everybody always gets the pancakes.
Is that what you're getting?
Yes.
I thought you sent us something.
I know, I did too. Well, I hope that you move off of the yellow cats today at some point and take a nap. That's a big thing to do at a cabin when it's rainy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you very much.
It was so good to meet you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Yes, we'll be friends. Well, won't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends. Coming back in style.